Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As the night settles in, Israel is experiencing mild temperatures with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa enjoys a cool breeze coming off the sea. Now here are today's headlines. First, just in from Walla, three IDF soldiers were seriously and moderately injured by an explosive drone near the Lebanon border. Also, Ynet reports earlier this hour that fighting continues as Israel and Lebanon prepare for a third round of talks. Lebanon reports 7 dead in recent clashes. Also this hour, JNS has confirmed that the IDF attacked an Islamic Jihad arms factory in Gaza. The site was also used by Hamas for explosive device production. Separately, from Forward, a man was sentenced to life in prison for firebombing a march for Israeli hostages in Boulder, Colorado, last year. And finally, in earlier reporting, a life sentence was handed down to the man responsible for the deadly firebomb attack. Here's what people are saying online. Seth Franzman, a seasoned analyst, posted just minutes ago about drone launch sites, questioning the impact of precision strikes after enemies vacate these areas. Yoni Mishani, a commentator, wrote recently that historical comparisons of Jews' forced journeys during the Holocaust are starkly different from current scenarios, which he argues disproves claims of genocide. Monica Marx, an academic, highlighted a troubling video showing impunity for criminal acts under occupation, suggesting disparities in justice. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation at the Lebanon border, Walla reports that three IDF reservists were injured by an explosive drone. This incident comes amid heightened tensions and ongoing conflicts with Hezbollah. Civilians in the area are advised to remain cautious as military presence increases. Turning to Gaza, where the IDF targeted an arms production site linked to Islamic Jihad, JNS notes the site was also utilized by Hamas for making explosives. This strike follows a string of military actions against militant infrastructure, indicating an escalation in military operations. Local communities in Gaza face increased uncertainty. Meanwhile, in the United States, a Colorado court sentenced a man to life imprisonment for a firebomb attack on an Israeli hostage march. According to Forward, this attack shook the Jewish community in Boulder last year. The community hopes this verdict brings some closure and justice. On the economic front, first, Batsheva Moshe has been appointed as the general manager for the Israel market and MAA Tech at Kaltura, reports CTech. She previously held a senior position at Wix. Separately, Globes reports that Israelis' wealth has grown by 80% over 6 years. This increase in financial assets is changing investment habits across the country. And finally, Walla Business highlights controversy over a new tax on tobacco products. Manufacturers warn it could drive consumers to shop in Palestinian territories, disrupting local markets. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.